Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities who tell their stories about their business journey and also share helpful insights about the successes that they've had.
Did you know that 2 in 5 Americans want to start a new business or are business owners? Well, we have lots of information to help them too.
And we also talk a little about the intellectual property that helps them flourish. Time for intellectual property news. Elizabeth, what's going on with intellectual property news today?
Some dirty tricks, if you ask me. Tesla wanted to use some still shots from Blade Runner in some of its advertising. And Blade Runner said, no, we want to keep our brand pure.
We have our own agriculture program.
We don't want to intermix our brand with Tesla. So, no, please don't use our images in your branding. So Tesla said, okay, well, no, we can get around that. So they generated their own images using AI that look eerily similar to the images that Blade Runner had used. So Blade Runner didn't like that, of course, Warner Brothers. And now there's a lawsuit.
Yeah, and it's really interesting. So for those of you who are unfamiliar with copyright, the standard is substantial similarity, right? And so the question is, are the images that Tesla created trying to mimic the images in Blade Runner 2049, are those images substantially similar? And in the U.S., these kinds of copyrights disputes, if they go to court, are decided on a battle of the experts basis. So Tesla would hire their own graphic artist expert who would testify, no, the images are completely different. They're not substantially similar. Whereas Warner Brothers, the company that produced Blade Runner, would have their expert who would testify that, oh yeah, they're so close. Obviously there's an intermingling. And so part of the challenge in this type of situation is really trying to understand, well, how much difference does there have to be to make sure that there's not an infringement? We'll see what happens, but I'm curious about what our panel thinks. Jason, you're an IT guy, so you're probably pretty tuned into the world of artificial intelligence. What's your spin on this?
I expect this to be a long-term battle. This is not going to be settled overnight. It's not going to be settled on the basis of one case. It's just going to be a constant battle between rights holders, both of not only copyrights, but also trademarked material as well. Yeah, and they're going to have to work out licensing for that.
It's an interesting topic, and I agree with you. DeMorian, what is your take on this?
It makes me feel there's going to be a lot of opportunity for graphic designers who are actually doing everything organic.
And AI is still not to the point where it's perfectly human. Carson, what do you think?
It's interesting, but again, there should be clear rules for that, and I agree with that.
Yeah, I guess the moral of the story is be careful with your AI.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey and Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.